Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Gilroy. Molotov cocktails, I brought a match, let's blame Griffith, sweet about that,
yeah.
I'll never burn down my neighborhood,
no.
But downtown Cleveland,
Cleveland,
really good,
yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial, see the horseshoe,
yeah.
Me and my posse, bound to come
through,
we'll make like my brothers in Cairo, it's Ashmere Jackson.
Jackson,
through the front door, tell Mayor Jackson, I'm in defiance, I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, their paths are angels.
The
gate cops raised at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Month after, they killed Santa Melissa. I got your ear. You better listen.
Listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black. They go to jail. Cop killer black. They never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Chapter 5, verse 7, and that MAN, M-A-N is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. And you can, for those online listening, you can call into that 646-478-0944 phone number. Just like, oh, wow, we have like a 216-213 phone number, as well as a 216-209 phone number. And I have so much stuff to talk about, it's not even funny. I mean, everything. It's been an enjoyable weekend. I can't wait to get into why it's been so dad blasted enjoyable, but it has been very, very interesting. But before I do all of that, I want to give a shout-out to 216-213-216-209. Before I come to you all, I want to let you know three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to you. I'm coming to that phone line to see what's on your mind. You are important. Now, before I get to the phone call, let's give you all like time enough for those even online. You might want to hear something that you want to come visit the 216. It doesn't matter what city or state you want to come down here. I'm going to let you know before I do anything, the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because I can end up forgetting something. So with that being said, number 10, Lady Hood Stars. Number 9, re-debut of my man Eastside. Music and his club scene is doing very, very well with the promotions that he's doing. Number 8, moving up, Da Zog. Number 7, Native. Number 6, moving up, Black Man Army Themes, as the Black Man Army soundtrack is due out March 1st. Underneath Movement Music and HJS Music. 15,300 people have heard the music playing on the bus so far, so that's very interesting. That does not include the videos on YouTube and stuff like that. Moving up also, number 5, Black House Sounds, Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 1 is, and they're behind, oh wow, producing Sheriff Kilroy's next CD. Moving up, number 4, Rob Cartel. I guess he is showing people. He's showing everybody what he could do. Number 3, Black Odyssey, Stolen Dreams. 1,000 plus views on YouTube. Congratulations. Number 2, falling from the number 1 spot, Never Be from Suave Gotti. The new number 1 track is Aolo. That's right, Aolo. He had a video shoot today for the song called Perfect Storm about McGinty's verdict. More on that in just a little while. While I'm getting people together, I do not want to forget anything. See, I have a tendency to, so I'll mention one thing. You're on 646-478-0944. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, you can join Emacs in the Mindset. And then on a Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m., it's the Music Business 101 with Emacs the Image. And also Mondays at 2 a.m., yeah, you missed it. But earlier on Monday at 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Butters, which is on WRUW 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. As a matter of fact, let me take the time and throw out one more. Kicking It with Kim, MyLoudRadio.com. That's like Mondays at 6 p.m. I'm looking at the numbers that are coming in right now. I'm very glad that we have so many. That gives me a little bit of things to do here and there. I want to take the time, since I have it, to let people know, because it's a little bit important, I think, that the Cleveland Public Library, this Thursday, February the 18th, Lewis Stokes Auditorium, main library address is 325 Superior Avenue, Dr. Khalil Gibran Muhammad, director of the Schomburg Center for Research on Black Culture at the New York Public Library, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, free lecture, is on the criminal injustice system. And then, you know, you can go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, check out their website, because on Wednesday, February the 24th, 7 p.m., Grandmaster Flash and Raheem of the Furious Five. Definitely, like I said, check that out for all the details. I'm letting you know these things because I think you kind of need to know it so that you can become more, I will say, in tune to what's going on out there. And I'm just enjoying everything as it is. And one last thing before I go and start taking phone calls. Cleveland National Action Network Black History Program Celebrating Our Richness, Saturday, February 27th, 3 p.m., Holy Trinity Cultural Arts Church of God in Christ. Holy Trinity Cultural Arts Church of God in Christ, 7209 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104, Black House Sounds. They'll be representing at Cleveland Conscious Rap. project and label that they use, that their company is an umbrella over. And Chef Curoy was asked to perform alongside them because of how Black House sounds. They went in a partnership with the Cleveland Conscious Rap label. And just in time. So Reverend Al Sharpton, founder and president, is named. National Action Network's Reverend Cavanaugh, board chair. Marcia McCoy, Cleveland president, hosted by Elder Goodrum. So with that being said, there's some things going on. I'm going to go to the first person who had called in. 216-213, anything you'd like to say this evening, 216-213, you're on live. 216-21, yes, how are you? I know what may have happened, either, hello? So you may have chose just to call in to listen, which I got you, or you may have been caught off guard, and that's the reason I tell people, hey, I'm like this around here. If you call in and you didn't press the one, you can always press that one key to speak. However, if something happens and you decide to chime in later on, you can always hang up and call back. That's how we do things around here, just to be fair. I'm looking at a few numbers that I'll be getting to shortly. I call them out to let you know that I plan on talking to you. We have a 216-209 followed by a 216-337. Then we got all these ones in a row that I'm very nervous about because I never know who or what that might be. I do need to take the time to let you know. If you want to know a little bit more about what's going on, blackonblackcleveland.com. Hey, that's Black on Black Crime Incorporated's official website. It's blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Alfred Porter, JR period. I have a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Huh. Makes sense, don't it? And you can also check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is Thursdays on voiceitradio.com at 3 p.m. Let me do at least two stories because they're kind of together, if you know what I mean. Let me pull out this ladder because it's about a 20-foot ladder. It'll be that type of soapbox thing, and then I'll get into my phone callers very shortly. I promise you that. Even the 615-689. The recent announcement by National Football League, you know, NFL for short, where the St. Louis Rams were relocating to L.A., had some NFL excitement but didn't have universal approval. Revenues in the league are rising in a staggering rate. Forbes' 2015 list of the most valuable teams in the NFL showed the most average team values, get this, $1.97 billion, up from 38% the 2014 year, and questions taxpayer subsidies. The Rams' valuation of $1.45 billion shows they need no handout at all since the stadium they leave behind will cost St. Louis and Missouri taxpayers $12 million per year till 2022. Local St. Louis government officials offered $500 million towards a new stadium, but billionaire owner Stan Kroenke, I'm going to pronounce it like that, Stan Kroenke, still left for L.A. and left taxpayers, wow, footing a further $16.2 million expense bill. Now, David Williams, president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance, TPA, noted 2 out of 31 stadiums used by NFL teams didn't receive taxpayer money. Now, number one, MetLife Stadium, used by the Giants, New York Giants, and the New York Jets, and Sun Life Stadium, home of Miami Dolphins. Now, politicians defend the $7 billion subsidies received by the 29 other stadiums, and they say it helps local economies. But TPA, September 2015 research disproved that. The Cowboys are currently the NFL's highest-valued team, so they're the highest-valued team at $4 billion. The ninth year in a row. Owner Jerry Jones has a personal value of $5 billion. Arlington lawyer James Runzheimer says taxpayer subsidies are part of a corruption of the federal tax system. Now, you don't need the government to subsidize activity that the private sector can finance on its own. Rick Eckstein, author of the book, Dollars, Private Stadiums, The Battle Over Building Sports Stadiums, said he can't believe cities and states still line up to beg to give money to profitable teams in Cleveland City Council without a vote. You know, we gave cash to Haslam. And he's still being investigated by feds over Pilot Flying J. Could add scoreboards to his stadium. His stadium, if it was whose, ours, we could go in there anytime as citizens that we wanted for free. And that was during the time the sin tax passed again to give sports teams money for stadiums. And Cuyahoga County Council is voting to give more cash. Now, with that being said, that's one of the craziest things or that I've basically run into. I think this is what we'll do right now. I'm going to add to this and just say Columbus business community wanted Cleveland taxpayers to help pay $5 million for the Browns to move their training camp to a site on or near the Ohio State University campus under the deal between the Browns and Columbus. Now, the Browns would train there for 3 weeks prior to the late July start. Now, the Browns began negotiating a move to Columbus where nearly 50,000 fans attended an intra-squad scrimmage at Ohio Stadium last summer. Berea gave Browns $25 million since 1991. Berea built the team headquarters in 1991. Now, taxpayers would also shell out $14 to $15 million for a major renovation for the headquarters. Berea would lose $40,000 a year, and that doesn't include restaurants and other businesses. Cleveland? The city of Cleveland? Taxpayers or otherwise make a deal with Ohio State University? Did you or your councilman? Did the city of Cleveland negotiate with Columbus or Ohio State University? Or did Jimmy Haslam of the Cleveland Browns and his front office make that move? And if Jimmy Haslam made that move, then why the hell are we backing that move out of our pockets? Johnny Manziel may be a doped out drunk woman beater, but I can tell you one man who can't check him, Jimmy Haslam, the Browns crooked owner of the still being investigated Pilot Flying J. Feds ain't done. Now, Jimmy Haslam wants to fix his crooked mouth, thinking fans will pay. Well, Cleveland fans will pay taxes for you to train in Columbus. You want to move, Jimmy? You pay for it. I repeat, you want to make that move, Jimmy? You pay, and since they want it, Columbus can split the so-called bill. So you know Al Porter, man in the street, is against this. We need taxes for our streetlights, potholes, abandoned buildings, but you want to pay for practicing in Columbus. Yeah, I'll definitely be campaigning against this particular one myself, and if they hold any community hearings on that one, I'll definitely be at the hearings. I'm going to go back to the phone line. I've talked too much. I'm looking at all these extra ones, including the 216406. As well as the 615, so I better get rid of the 216209. How you doing out there, 216209? And I apologize if this is Jimmy Haslam on the line.
No, it's not Jimmy Haslam. I can just guarantee that. This is John from Black Odyssey.
What's new with you, man?
I want to first and foremost say that I know I didn't pay for no stadium or anything. I didn't. Per se, vote for that tax increase on the sin tax either. So I just want to publicly put that out there. I mean, because, you know, when it comes to these owners and sports teams, they have a thing of not letting the minority brother get in and or own or a heavy share of the things that's going on in it. So, you know, I'm completely against that. You know, they have a thing about coaches as well, you know, and black quarterbacks as well, too. But I'm not going to go into that. You know,
I got you.
You know, and I just want to make a good statement about Black Odyssey. We have a video still riding, this moving on up, and it's approaching 1,000 views pretty soon, too. And that's at 673 views right now. And then we have another video, this Black Made, which was our last video. Now, Black Made is a deep video is a story to that, and it's a story that many people can relate to, where a lot of young brothers make that decision whether they're trying to, you know, get some more money in life. They make the wrong decision, and that's what this video is about, you know. Hopefully they don't make the wrong decision. So, and that one's Black Made is approaching 600 views. We are out here, we're working really hard, you know, in the down season time. I just want to say that Black Best of the Best mixtape that we did from the show on November 4th, right now that is at 4,100 views, and that has only been out a month and 2 weeks. Yes. So we're really doing our thing, and I can't wait till we get back into the shows and the weather breaks so we can get start going, because we say we're going to do it again. We're going to throw out another mixtape, Best of the Best of Cleveland again.
Man, I appreciate that. And before I go and take, like, these next few phone calls, how can people definitely view Black Odyssey and spell the name and all that?
Okay, first and foremost, if you want to check us out and check our whole works, you can go to Google and put in BLHUODESSY, and everything should pop up from Twitter to Facebook to Instagram, YouTube as well. And you follow that same link, spell it the same way, BLAQODESSY. If you want to catch me on Twitter, it's at Black Odyssey, all one word.
Man, I appreciate that. May you definitely listen to the show, because I think you'll appreciate some of the artists that we play this evening.
I sure will. You know, I always listen.
I believe that. And thanks again, man. Like I say, I'm appreciative of everyone who takes the time to listen, everyone who takes the time to call in. Before I go to all these ones, and then, oh, I like these area codes, the 615-689-216-406, then the 814-218, and I'm enjoying myself quite well. Before I do this, let me take at least, this won't take long at all, not as long as the last one. This is like the wrap-up to the last part, and I just want to let people know that the group call, this ends it all. The group call, Columbus Partnership, had sense to back out of the particular negotiations with the Browns practice stadium moving to Columbus by saying they thought it would be a collaborative effort, not dividing two cities. So they bailed out. Public record, Ohio Downstate was asked to fund the $5 million project. Probably was going to say no. So the Browns organization thought that the fans in the city would be stupid enough to front a bill for a losing-ass ball team. How do you know? Because the Browns announced recently the team will be in Berea this year to practice in 2016, but afterwards will plan on moving to Columbus to practice. You know, the Browns maybe should keep Johnny Manziel. I mean, he gets drunk and abuses his girlfriend, but Jimmy Haslam, he's kind of sober, and he abuses the fans and their pocketbooks. So I think they're a good fit. Before I go to the phone lines, lighten it up by saying the Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 1490 a.m. WERE NewsTalkCleveland.com. And then you can also blog, talk, or Facebook. I am a Superwoman Radio, D Gambit Radio, Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious, and let them know where you heard it from here, because we all work together like that. Being said, the number that I'm always dreading to see is when I see a whole bunch of ones flash across, because I never know what that means. Hey, you're on live. How you doing out there? And what's on your mind? And I'm looking at the all ones. And you know something? I appreciate it, because like I tell people, and people might say, why does he do that? Well, it's disclaimer number 3 that I say at the beginning of every show, and that is you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to the phone line to see what's on your mind, because I never know if you may have something to say that might inspire me and cause me to even think differently. Saturday, Midnights, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM. You have the 216 Radio, which is on WCSB.org. And, you know, I can get into a lot of things, but I want to make sure that I get into things for the people who do call in and what have you. So I just want to let people know that, Tim McGinley, prosecutor, was supposed to debate challenger Mike O'Malley as set up by the Imperial Women, but McGinty never showed. Now, those on the panel included Man in the Streets, the Carl Stokes Brigade, Councilman Nate Martin, and East Cleveland and others, including East Cleveland school board members. Now, the Black Man's Army, Sam was there as cameraman. He set up the camera, filmed everything. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Kim Brown of the Brown Report was there. Mike O'Malley did say, he said, you need more black prosecutors, and all evidence officers by officers should have went to the grand jury with no interference from the prosecutor, and that Anthony Sowell was indicted in 1 month. But he felt McGinty dragged out the Tamir Rice case, hoping that public opinion would subside. Some questions, as O'Malley skated around better than Scott Hamilton on a few. But, you know, I want to at least say that I thank him for coming out because McGinty was too scared to come out. And it was very interesting on that end. So we have to at least hold this gentleman out. He says he will make things a faster process. Well, if he gets in the office, we can't sit there and say, well, he said he'd make things a faster process and send things out to the grand jury without him being involved into it, and he didn't do it. We need to hold people accountable once they get in office. Now, I would like to say that I thank Laura Cowan, LaVita Murray for being there. Plain Dealer covered it. And I'm going to take the time, go out here to the phone line. I thank everybody who's been waiting. We have a few more phone callers to get to, so I better go to, whenever I see an outside one, that's 615 area code, 689. How you doing out there?
What up, Eastside, man, the boss, man. Oh, man. Shots out, man. I heard some good things, man. Black Odyssey, man, I heard that, man. Much love to them, man. Much love to that 814 area code, man. Shots out, man. I'm from New Fingers. I'm about to start working with, actually. Shots out my girl, Cherry, nice. Man. You feel me? It's going, man. The team gets bigger and bigger, man. I'm out here in Tennessee, man. Shots out to Tennessee, man. I got a lot of love out here so far. Man, it's crazy. Oh, I got some new stuff coming to that. Got some new stuff coming to that hip hop workshop next month, man. It's gonna be crazy. Ooh. Bananas, man. Oh my goodness, man. How was that? How was that anniversary, Mr. Porter, man? What's up, man? Let me know, man.
Man, that anniversary was nice, man. I talked about it a little bit last week, but at voiceitradio.com, where you can catch up to that Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, shameless plug, Thursdays at 3 p.m. on voiceitradio.com. We celebrated the 3-year
anniversary
at least 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to tell you, man, it was real nice as Black Man's Army showed up, and especially there was a squad representing, wow, Team Takeover,
right.
New Life, man. You had a lot of people come through to represent, a lot of new artists that you're working with.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you,
I got to ask you, man.
How is it that you were able to, dust everything off, and when the others went to take a walk, you seemed to rise higher and higher and be able to put the newer members in a higher position than those who, let's tell the truth, just didn't listen? What's going
man,
on with you, man?
Man, it's more than just the grind, man. It's that loyalty, man. It's that hunger, man. You feel me? It's like once somebody else walk away, you feel me? It's always somebody more hungrier than you was. You feel me? So it's more like
right.
They dedicated, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like 5 mixtapes we about to drop, man. I got a mixtape with DJ Drama about to come out, man. It's crazy. It's like, man, you feel me? So, I mean, like I always say, man, always the creator, man. Thank God first, you feel me? And then it's like,
yes, sir.
Man, you feel me? If that grind ain't in, you ain't going to make it too many places, man. You feel me? I got a lot more artists. I got a lot more stuff I'm working with, man, but I ain't going to top the line. You feel me? I'm going to just tell them, man, hard work, no play. Hard work, no play. That's all I'm going to tell you, man. BMA's Black Man Army, man. It's a lot of love, man. It's a lot of love. One more time, shout out to that 814, man. Shout out to that 814. That 814, man, it's official, man. I'm telling you, man. Once you hear these two singers, though, man, you're going to be like, oh, it's, man, Eastside, man. I don't know. Man.
I appreciate that. So we're going to want to get to that phone call then. And I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, yeah. I'm still on. I'm still listening.
Ain't no problem. Thanks, brother.
Same new life.
Well, of course. And, you know, before I move on, I think I better just make it real quick with everybody. Nothing else except to get to all of these phone calls and just thank people for tuning in to Al Porter Man in the Streets, for taking the time to use the phone line. I appreciate that. You know, there is one program that I deal with. I call Produce It, the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is on Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 1490 a.m. That's WERE, NewsTalkCleveland.com. And as I head down to this line, I have to give a shout-out. Like I said, I was out there earlier, and so was a lot of other people, to Black Man Army member Ayolo. That's right, A-Y-O-L-O. Shot the official video for his song Perfect Storm about McGinty's no bill against the two cops involved in Tamir's death. Video shot at Cadell Rec Center. D. Woods was there. Black Man's Army, Man in the Streets was there. Guests from Twinsburg showing up. So it was real good to see people get out there and support that. Like I have to support the phone callers by answering 216-406. That's 216-406. How are you out there?
I'm blessed and highly favored, brother Al Porter Jr. Oh, my goodness. I have a confession to make.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was calling in later, so I would give your other callers a chance to get on the line. I didn't have a lot to say, but then I thought about something to say. This is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I'm a Superwoman Radio. I'm curious. I've got a curiosity going, Brother Al. Maybe you can help me with this.
Okay.
Today, Hillary Jr. was in town. Hillary Clinton Jr. That's what I'm going to call her. Okay.
Okay.
Miss Chelsea. At the Mertis Taylor Center on Kinsman. Okay. I'm not understanding why it wasn't more publicly announced. On the news, it would just say Mertis Taylor Center. Why it wasn't more publicly announced, and why wasn't it in a larger venue where more people could have participated? Do you have any insight on that?
I have an opinion.
I appreciate it being at Mertis Taylor. I appreciate that. You know, I really
it's
do.
Money. I'm going to say that it's very interesting that, first and foremost, it was a lot of, I'll say our political leaders were there in droves.
Mm-hmm.
They had so many
mm-hmm.
free tickets they were giving out, and it would appear that they didn't want to be bothered with some of the little people. I can say that because
mm-hmm.
I respect the name of Marsha Fudge, and I respect what she's done political-wise. The thing that I do have a question with as being out here on the grounds and front line is that for the past few years, ever since November 29th, 2012, when Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, 137 shots, we didn't hear from her.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see her.
Mm-hmm.
She was there with Chelsea today, which was a good thing. The only time we heard from her recently is the past 60 days, really 50, when she began pushing Mike O'Malley's name real hard. So my thing is, some of the ones who came on the inside of the inner city at the smaller venue, I really don't think they wanted many people to show up, because had they had people show up, you might have had people from BMA show up to watch it. You might have had the Rice family show up. You may have had other people show up and look on to see what's going to be said. So that's one of the reasons why I felt that it was like poorly promoted, if that helps.
Absolutely. Yeah, because from my understanding, I was, what I understood is that each political leader was asked to invite a senior. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
and I guess I was supposed to fill the room. However, that's just not sitting real well with me because seniors may or may not vote. Okay, they might vote the party and not the person because that's what generations do. That's what our people do 99.9% of the time. They vote the party and not the person. And so that whole little show it just didn't sit real well with me today. Not at all.
I hear you. And it just shows what we're dealing with. And if we get those type of feelings, there's no reason why we can't ask about those things. You know, and put it out there. And ask why, because I'm like, come on, Brother Sage Taylor, that's like right off of, I think at the Kinsman spot, you know it would have been loaded down. So they should have had it if they wanted people as some sort of college campus, major rec center or something like that. So it just shows that it was exclusionary. And people need to watch for that.
So today was a holiday. Nursing center was available, I'm sure.
Thank you. Yes, it was.
That were available. Things were, you know, it was a holiday. And that just brings up something else. While you come on a day, on a holiday, you know, when people just want to kick back, they're not really coming out. They just taking advantage of a day off of work. They don't care nothing about no president. You know, to keep it real.
And that is true.
I don't know. The whole thing just wasn't cool. It just wasn't cool.
Likewise. I'm not going to even try to pretend it was because it didn't feel that way. Thank you. But before I go, we have people on the phone line.
Sir.
People I still have to get to. They need to know how they can find out more about this I Am a Superwoman.
Wow. I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. I'm glad you asked. We're growing, we're expanding, we're award winning. Friday nights, 9 o'clock. Sunday nights, 8 o'clock. Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock. Coming March 14th, Monday nights, 8 o'clock. We are growing. www.blogtalkradio.com/I Am a Superwoman 2. That's the number 2. Call in number is 845-277-9243. That's how you can get me.
Thank you so much, and may you enjoy the rest of this program.
And you'll catch me at the next hip hop workshop.
You mean the one on March the 5th? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay,
thank you so much.
You're welcome, Brother Al. Thank you. Tell Mama I said
you are. I'm going to do that. I'm going to let Mama Porter know that particular thing. As a matter of fact, the hip-hop workshop that she spoke of in reference to, that's 1899, main classroom building on East 22nd Street. You can enter that from the Euclid area or Chester, and the show starts at 1:45, ends at 6, large classroom, 136. And you know something? I'm having fun here because I get a chance to move down the line and see code. Somebody spoke so highly of it. And I just want to know before I go through and see what is happening, this 814 area code with the 218 after. 814, what's going on?
Hey, this is Cookie and Juju from PA. Shout out to Team New Life. Hi. Hey, we wanted to do a little bit of a song real quick. It's about Marion called Speeding. So here it is. Hope you like it. If my time is up, let me know right now. I will find a way to go hard again. So I'm feeding, I'm feeding, I'm feeding. But that's it for that. I hope y'all enjoyed that.
Okay. How long have you all been singing together?
Since we was little. Little.
I got you. That was so nice that with the ringing endorsement that you had before you all even started singing, I am going to ask you, like, contact information. Do you all have anything out? How can people see videos? How can people follow what you're doing? What's going on?
Actually, we was going to start making YouTube videos this year. We got to set all that up so y'all can see us on YouTube. And we will be informed with Team New Life about what we do if we get everything started. So we'll go from there, starting on YouTube.
If you do that, I will appreciate it, and I'm sure all of the listeners out there will appreciate it. I'm going to say this. Please do not hesitate with letting all of us know your progress. When the videos go up, you can let us know, like, what it's taken to get that far. And then again, I'm sure Team New Life, they have told you about coming down to Cleveland for other live interviews and performances. We got the space for you. And if not, we'll find the space and make sure it's nice.
Okay.
So we appreciate that, both of you.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too.
No problem. Definitely hold the line, and I thank you both again for calling in and debuting that talent. And again, your names are?
Cookie and Juju.
All right, that's easy to remember, and thank you all once again.
All right, thank you too for having us and listening.
No problem. You never know what you might end up being able to hear, learn, all that good stuff. I love the messages that people are getting. I love the talks that's going on here. As a matter of fact, this person's been on the line for a while. They're like a real trooper. So I want to thank them before I bring them on at that 216-832. I just want to let people know real quick that Friday, February 26th, Oppressed People's Nation, People's Community Center, 15453 Euclid Avenue from 6 to 8 p.m. Wow. They have any monetary donations going to the OPN Community Center and program, they're going to have like gospel singers, rappers, poets, praise dancers, hosted by Amber Porter, no relation, I don't think. And then on Tuesday, February 26th, same location, Moanstone presents Extreme Poetry featured Malik of Live from the Garage, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. That is on a Thursday. I'm going to 216-832 because I know you've been tired of listening to me all evening long. What's going on out there?
Yeah, what's going on, Al? This your homeboy, man, Charles Giovanni from Facebook, man.
What's happening with you?
I told you I was going to stop in one of these days, man. You know, it just take a little time, brother.
Hey, we needed you to stop in. Tell the world a little bit about yourself.
Oh, man, you know, for those that don't know, my name is Charles Giovanni, a.k.a. Freaky G, you know, formerly of Mo Thug Records. You know, but I'm out here doing my own thing right now, trying to build my brand up, build my own label up, you know, support a few cats from the city, put my city back on the map.
I hear you. And what's so important about doing that?
Man, the best thing about it is we really need it right now, man. We definitely need it. I'm from this city, man. I'm born and raised here, man. I got almost close to 4 decades in this city, and I done seen the good times, the bad times, but this seems like right now these are the worst times. And, you know, we need each other right now. I don't know what's going on with everybody as far as with their egos and everything like that, but they need to leave them at the house, man. Let's say that for social media and everything. You know, let's get out here and be real, man, because as the saying goes, it takes a village in order to raise one child. So we got hundreds of thousands of children running around Cleveland right now off the hook. Where's all the parents at, man? Where's the help? Where's everybody at, man? You know, that's all I'm trying to figure out, and I can't ask these questions unless I lead by example.
And that is so true. As a matter of fact, you letting people know some of what you plan on doing by just being so vocal about it. But I want you to break down, what can we expect from you, man? What's new for you? How can we join in on your movement, man? Because your movement is our movement.
Man, right now, you know, like I say, I'm trying to build my own label. So I will be looking for a lot of talent that's coming through. The label is called Wasteland Music. And, you know, it's nothing derogatory, you know, and everybody's trying to say that people that are underprivileged are those that come from a wasteland. So, therefore, I want those diamonds in the rough. That's where I want. I want pure talent like the young ladies that I just heard over here singing acapella-ly and over the phone.
Nice.
And it sounded actually pretty good to me. You know,
that's
pure talent. That's not about no ego, no nothing. Them young ladies took a chance on the dice, and hey, it was all there for them.
Right.
And
that's part of what we
do. I support people, man. Like I say, I've been watching you for years, man. You didn't gave me so many invitations to come through, but it's a lot of times my schedule conflicts. Because I have a lot of things that I have going on. You know, it's not just a record company. You know, I also produce, I songwrite. You know, I try and dibble-dabble off into the acting field a little bit. But, you know, I try and stay busy and stay positively motivated. And I want to be an example for these younger youth.
Man, you already are with some of what you're saying. And before I go and take these last few phone calls, I'm going to ask you the breakdown in maybe a minute on how you managed to be so relevant, and then follow that up with how can we join your movement. How have you remained relevant, man?
Man, it's just consistency, man. This is something that the good Lord put off into me, man. I knew what I wanted to do at a young age. I already knew what I wanted to do, and it was like I had so many different setbacks and so many pits that was already set up there for me. I just fell, got back up, brushed it off, and kept moving. I didn't stop. You know, so for the people that are listening, if they are trying to get off into anything out here to be successful, it's going to take consistency. It's going to take that. And you have to be diligent in everything that you do. You know, right now, like I say, I'm over on SoundCloud at Charles Giovanni, a.k.a. Freaky G, at SoundCloud.com. You can hear some of my music over there. I do a lot of promotion over at Charles Giovanni at Facebook.com. You know,
right.
Like I say, I'm a little bit of everywhere. So all they got to do is just look, seek and ye shall find.
Man,
I had to seek you out, my brother, you know.
No problem. I appreciate that. And we look forward to following your movement. At least I know that you did drop in today, and we'll keep things going so we can drop in more times. We thank you,
man,
brother.
I'm
definitely hold
on. I'm going to stay in on you. I'm going to definitely stay in on
it.
You, man. Coming to your workshops and everything,
it.
Man.
There
thank
is.
You for having
thank
me,
you,
man.
Brother.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, man. That's some powerful statements right there. If anybody didn't learn something from some of what they heard today, that's not my fault. You kind of didn't pay attention to what some of the people did. I mean, my brother let you know how he's still grinding after all these years and how he built that up. The two ladies who came in and sang, they showed you what that grind is like. They didn't just sit back up there and say, I'm not going to do anything. They did something. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do something, quit running my mouth, and go to a couple of these phone callers, 216-543, 216-543. How you doing out there?
Hey, all right. How about yourself, Brother Al? This is Pastor Thompson.
Hey, it's good to hear from you, Pastor. It is so good to hear from you. What is on your mind, sir?
Well, I just been listening in. I was calling in to give my support and stay encouraged. I like those young people talking about pressing forward and making it happen. But the one thing I didn't hear them talking about was keeping it legitimate, because it has to be legitimate in order for it to bring long-term benefit and benefit them as a whole and community as a whole.
I hear you. Before I move on to other phone callers, I want to ask you something, Pastor, because, you know, you are one of the realest people that I've met, because you don't take views that may be popular or what have you, but one of the things I can say about you is I haven't found as many pastors that would come out to like that We Want Justice video shoot that was done by Big We Focus Entertainment, or even listen to certain hip-hop artists and be able to critique certain things or what have you and just be there. Why or how do you feel that you're able to at least connect with young people or connect with the generation or different generations? Because you can connect with everybody, and I find that very, very motivating in the field that I'm in.
I guess it's pretty easy since I love everybody. And I have compassion for people, and it saddens me when things ain't going right for people, and it makes me happy when things going well for people. So I guess that make it pretty easy for me. And I've seen what God do firsthand, and I talk about I'm not beholden to the religious realm or the political realm. I'm a self-made man, me and my wife both. And so we can step out and say what we need to say and do what we need to say, because I'm not worried about nobody not speaking to me tomorrow, because my livelihood don't depend on none of them.
Ooh-wee, that is so deep what you just said. As a matter of fact, your livelihood is not dependent on them. How can people, and the reason I'm asking this is I want to make sure that people are at least taking their time to either write or pull things in, how can people catch up further with your movement or tune in to certain things or what have you? Because you have a lot to offer and to say if people receive it.
Well, Facebook, that's about the quickest way to tune in, or to our website, which is the power, thepharc.com. I got a cold. My voice sounds kind of scraggly.
I got you.
But that's the easiest way, because all on our website, it's in-depth information to help you start almost anything you want to get started in and be successful at it, you know, if you follow the instructions that are there.
I have to say once again, I thank you so much for the phone call this evening, and definitely wish your wife the very best. Like I say, we definitely support what it is that you do.
Well, I want to say, too, before I go, I want to invite
mm-hmm.
everybody out to the House of Prayer Ministries. It's on 108th and Union, right on the corner. We were talking about these pastors coming out and not coming out, but people seem to always run to them pastors that ain't thinking about them at all. And I invite you to come out to a place where people care about you, and where we teach you the truth.
I appreciate that. Once again, the address and all of that is?
10801 Union Avenue.
Thank you very much, sir. And I appreciate that, Pastor, and definitely wish your wife the very best. And I appreciate TUA, the Ultimate Advocates, because, like you tell us, we are the Ultimate Advocates.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Bye-bye. You know something, and I appreciate him, because the way God worked it out, before I go to that 216-486 phone number, I had a chance to talk with him, and I was really enlightened by a couple of things the past weekend. But, you know, last Thursday evening, Mike O'Malley, who's running against Tim McGinty, Basically speaking, I had said earlier how he had skated around a few things, and the truth is the truth. And just as it would happen, I'm sure that I am a superwoman who's still on the line, and a few others who know of Pastor Thompson. They gave him the last, you know, question. And it's a good thing they didn't give him the first question, because had they have given that first question, he has something so interesting and profound that he really, 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 really caused the whole room to look and say, wow. It was like everybody else was asking soft questions, and the pastor went hardball. And I don't think O'Malley was ready for that. And the people in the room weren't ready for it. But that's how it is when you definitely are not beholden to people giving you a few pieces of silver or gold or what have you. If you're self-made, if you're able to take what God, the Creator, gives you, and you work and you turn things into certain things, Pastor, his wife, they're being very blessed because they've done so many things for the community and taking time to cause people to learn more. I'm going to this 216-486 number because I know they're probably like, I've been on way too long. How are you doing out there, 216-486? What's going on?
Oh, I am doing quite well, Mr. Porter. I just really called in to listen. So now
I appreciate
that. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I appreciate that.
And next week I'll be in Alabama. Next week.
Okay. Next week you'll have the what? Okay, the poem will be called.
I'll call in next week and recite the poem way down in Alabama.
All right, now. We look forward to that. I thank you so much.
All right, yeah, that's what.
And I thank you for what you said. I thank you very much for what you said about us having an excellent program. And I'm hoping that you were still, like, deciding to hold in and everything like that because, this has been an interesting program. When I get time like this, I'm very fortunate, and I think everybody else is fortunate, too, that I am not going to talk about what I planned on doing because some creator has that they will be able to deal with some things, but I will say next week. In the little bit of time that we have, I want to let people know that tomorrow at 9 a.m., you could definitely spread the word. RTA, first floor, 1240 West 6th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. They plan on cutting bus services, making disabled people pay on buses now, even though they have the bus passes and all of that, and which some of that is going against the ADA, American Disabilities Act. Well, Man on the Streets will be there, and they definitely do have some money. Reason that I can say that is because if you take a look at how things should be, Pastor will agree, there should be no free handouts. The way that they have it set up in the poorest area of East Cleveland, the Cleveland, they have that health line where they send it in and they put you on a merit system. We shouldn't be on a merit system. I just feel like that's a trap. And then you put the RTA transit police, instead of doing their job and catching real criminals, they're all out there hustled and being paid to jump on there and act like meter maids and catch offenders riding free when they should make people on the red line and the health line pay when they get on board, just like every other area. It's mighty funny they have the double buses on the west side, the 26 and the 22 and a few other places, and they all pay at the same time. They pay when they get on the bus, so everybody should pay when they get on the bus. That's going on, and I just want to let people know that we have a few other things to talk about next week, but this is the video shoot that was done today by Aolo, dealing with the No Bill from Tim McGinty, Perfect Storm. These are some interesting lyrics.
It was a case that sparked outrage across the nation and heartbreak here in Cleveland. 12-year-old Tamir Rice playing with a gun outside a rec center. The gun turned out to be fake and was shot to death by a rookie police officer who says that he thought it was real. Now the Cuyahoga County prosecutor has released three brand new reports on the shooting just within the past few hours. One is from the highway patrol.
Okay, we got Hurricane Timothy Lawman, Frank John Black, and Shamir Wright. This ain't even near right. Can somebody please tell me when is DPD respond to a gun call? Which is one car, two officers, 2 feet in 2 seconds for a rolling stop. Drop the gun, oh, we got a gun and a double shot. And we got a warm front coming from Youngstown and a coat coming from Springfield. Semi-automatic town, bow, let the thunder sound. Flame, lightning gun, smoke, cloud, out in plain sight. Politicians waiting and debating and the shit just looks like a gang initiation. I ain't hating, I just can't take all the bullshit. Cover up, lies and the double ups and on the back flip. Just a murder black kid in a place out in West Park on the west side of the city in the state in the Midwest and get away.
The Cleveland police officer who shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice will not face charges. Timothy Lehman, who was white, killed Rice, an African-American, last year after he brandished a toy gun outside a Cleveland rec center. The New York Times' Mitch Smith notes that the 911 caller who reported seeing Rice's toy cautioned that Tamir was probably a juvenile and that the weapon was probably
okay, we
fake.
Got Hurricane Prosecutor, you ain't prosecuting, you just prosecuting, got you shooting blue. Truth lies when your mouth is moving, how you doing, Tim? McGinty, are you the pimp or the hoe? Cause I know somebody got gotta be bold, cause we getting fucked out of civil rights, and we paying two lives of the youth, pay a fine when we going through. I'm just waiting for the hailstorms and the typhoons to tell me how these two cops made the right move, cause I ain't got a clue how in the red, white, and blue star spangled flying fuck is it just to roll up and just bust on the kid while he's playing with his toy in a park full of kids. I mean, you gotta be one petty fucking boot licking brown nose and parasite fake phony con artist for even trying to turn a blind eye on the drive-by to a black kid by the law type like it's all right, you coward.
Timothy J. McGinty, the county prosecutor who announced there would be no charges, said that while this was a perfect storm of human error, the evidence did not constitute criminal action by police, and that the benefit of doubt must be given to a police officer who must make a split-second decision. Another prosecutor said, "We don't second-guess police officers."
This could be your kid. This could be my kid. This could be you.
Peace.